Coach's Insight continues. Now an opportunity to talk with more Hillhead football coach Brandon Wilkes. It is powered by Amberwell Health. Coach, last time we spoke, your team was unable to go last week against St. Mary's, canceled due to COVID issues, but sounds like everything's back on track to finish the regular season at Riverside. Back at practice, finally, just how good does it feel to kind of get out of that quarantine and get your guys back on the field?
Yeah, it was really good. This is unfortunate, the second year in a row we've had a pause in our season, and you know, both times they always talk about sometimes, you know, you don't know what you have till you don't have it, and yeah, anytime you take something away from anyone, especially young people, I think they're kind of, you know, rejuvenated, and they remember how much they love playing the game. So yeah, yesterday was beautiful, probably one of the more enjoyable practices we've had in a while. The weather was great. The first time we'd been on the field in almost 2 weeks, so was a welcome change for our guys.
When you look at the matchup coming up this week, you travel to Riverside, a team that's still looking for their first win of the year. You know, what kind of challenges do they present this week, and what are you going to be able to see from them on the field on Friday?
Yeah, we've had some pretty good games with them the last 2 years. A couple years ago, they came in and upset us on a last-second play, and then last year, it was an important game for us to finish up the regular season undefeated. So we always know when we play those guys, it's going to be a battle. They've got a good quarterback. He's been there for a couple years. He's been their starter for a while. They got a couple of big running backs that we're going to have to tackle who are a load, and they're well coached. So we know that over the years when we play them, it's throw out the records, and you got to play your best to win. So we're looking forward to it, and we know that it's going to be a challenge, but our guys are really looking forward to getting back out there.
Before the game against St. Mary's was canceled, you had a stretch of a pretty difficult stretch in the schedule where it was a string of losses, but you know, just finishing the regular season out strong with a win this week, just talk about the importance of this game and how you're kind of playing it out to your team this week, just trying to, again, end the regular season on a high note.
Yeah, we, you know, like I said all year, have a very young team. A lot of guys coming back. If everything goes well, we should have, you know, 7-8 starters back on both sides of the ball next year. So, you know, even though postseason's out of the question, I think everybody's pretty much understands, you know, next year starts this week as we try to prepare to get back to the level we were at, getting in the playoffs and trying to win league championships, district championships, and keep moving on. But, you know, I think our young guys are going to step up this week, and you know, all the experience that they've gotten this year is really going to pay off in the future seasons.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, what are going to be some keys to the game this week to go out and get that win over Riverside on Friday?
I think, you know, offensively, we got to make them cover the whole field, take care of the ball, like we talk about every week, and, you know, just be athletes out there. Defensively, I know tackling is going to be huge. Containing the quarterback, keeping him in the pocket is going to be huge. And, you know, just try to put together 48 minutes. So it should be a fun night, and looking forward to it.
Moore Hill Mounts Academy head football coach Brandon Wilkes joining us again, powered by Amberwell Health. His team will wrap up the regular season on Friday night with a trip to Riverside. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time, and good luck this week.
Okay, thanks, Brandon.